My guest at this time is Richard Viguerie, longtime fixture in the conservative movement. He's been active for over 50 years. He pioneered the direct mail aspect of campaigning. I'm sure you've found plenty of that in your mailbox over the past few months. And he's also the chairman of conservativeshq.com. We've asked him to join us today to offer his reaction to Tuesday's election results and the aftermath of that, as we saw briefly on Wednesday, House Speaker John Boehner offering somewhat of an olive branch to the president on the fiscal cliff efforts that need to be taken before the end of the year. Richard, thanks so much for being with us.
Always a pleasure, Greg.
As I recall, you were quite pleased with the conservative nature of Mitt Romney's convention speech and perhaps through much of the fall campaign. So what do you ultimately diagnose as the reason for the Romney loss?
Conservatives have mixed feelings about, you know, the whole campaign, in the sense that we were enthusiastically on board by August and throughout September and October and through the election on November 6th. Romney took good conservative positions. The problem is, Greg, he did not follow through. Phyllis Schlafly says that the Republican platform adopted in Tampa this past August was probably the most conservative platform ever. And I think that's probably true. But Romney did not run on the platform, and the Republican Party didn't run on the platform. And he made, you know, a few good speeches. He certainly took conservative positions when asked, but he didn't campaign on them. He campaigned on his resume. He campaigned on his technologically, you know, proficient running of the Massachusetts government, his time at Bain Capital there. He did not run as an ideological conservative, and Obama did, and the Democrats did. They had a campaign that was in your face on the social issues, and they went largely unanswered by the Republicans. So we got the disastrous election results Tuesday that we did.
Richard, whenever a major party presidential candidate loses, that party does a little bit of soul searching. And right now for the Republicans, it seems to be going in a couple of different directions. On the more conservative side, the argument is this isn't about what we're advocating. It's about the messaging, and that needs to improve. And we need to educate the American people better about the value of conservative principles. The other side suggests that it's time to moderate or move a little bit to the left on critical issues in order to appeal to different constituencies. Charles Krauthammer says amnesty needs to be on the Republican plate. Ann Coulter says it's no longer time for Republicans to be pro-life in cases of rape, when pregnancies are a result of rape. And others are saying that if you want any chance at the youth vote now, you've got to be much more accepting of gay marriage. So which side has it right?
The idea that conservatives need to abandon their principles and move left is nonsense. The way that we win elections, and not just appeal to the base but to the American people, is when we make a campaign about our issues, our views, our values. Republicans never win national elections unless we nationalize the elections and present to the voters two dramatically different worldviews, a worldview of a big, all-encompassing, powerful government versus a small government, individual responsibility, traditional values, lower taxes, balanced budget. And when we do that, 1980, with Reagan's first election victory, 1984, we win a landslide, 1994, the same thing, 2010. Whenever the voters are presented with two radically different worldviews, they respond with big electoral victories for the Republicans. But when they run from their principles, such as Bob Dole did in 1996, George H.W. Bush did in 1992, even George W. Bush's victories in 2000 and 2004 was one-state victories. They won by one state each time. And then, of course, the disastrous campaign of 2008 and 2012, they basically abandoned campaigning as conservatives. They tried to appeal to the center. They tried to talk about their resume. I'm a war hero in John McCain's example, maybe even Bob Dole, war hero. And they talked about things that don't promise the American people a exciting, better future. They talk about the past, and that doesn't work.
We're talking with Richard Viguerie. He's the chairman of conservativehq.com. And Richard, let's talk about where we go from here now. Just yesterday, House Speaker John Boehner was out talking about the need to address the looming fiscal cliff, all these tax cuts that are set to expire, spending cuts, and all sorts of other things that are scheduled to come, sequestration down the line. He basically said the president won, it's his moment to lead, but Boehner set parameters that he's willing to discuss increasing revenues but not increasing marginal tax rates. And some people say that that's a decent line in the sand. Others say it shows that Boehner's on the way to capitulation. How do you read that?
I think it's it would not be fair to say that the speaker is talking about capitulating at this time. Increasing government revenue is what will happen if you apply conservative principles to the government policies, particularly the tax policy. So I'm not overly concerned right now. What is pretty clear, I think, with the conservative congressmen and senators that are driving the process now, they're pretty consistently saying we're not going to compromise and grow government. And when most people in the media and politicians talk about compromise, that's usually the direction they're talking about, growing government. And I think conservatives and most Republicans are at the point now where we're saying no more growth in government. We'll compromise on how much we reduce government, how much we reduce taxes, how much we reduce spending. And I think that's the direction that the Republican Party is going to move in, and I think that's good. Sure, we'd like to have everything we want, but we can't have that now because we don't control all the levers of power. But as long as we don't compromise and grow government, but compromise and reduce the role of government, which will bring in more revenue, we think that's a good thing.
Do you suspect that the president is sympathetic to that at all?
Not at all.
And if he's not, what happens?
Well, then you just dig your feet in and say to the American people, "This is who this man is, and this is who we are." And see who blinks. If he is going to shut down government because he wants to raise taxes, that's his call. He's making that that decision. It is a little bit ironic here. I think that here these politicians are screaming and yelling about sequestration. I can't even pronounce the word.
Sequestration.
Thank you. Politicians put it in place, and they thought the public should give them a big round of applause last year when they put this into effect. Now they're running from it, and there's just no leaders out there. They're trying to desperately undo that which they did just 18 months ago, and they thought it was a great thing at the time. It was outrageous for them to do that at the time and not solve the problem then and kick the can down the road. Well, they've come up on the can now, and they just want to probably kick it some more down the road here. And it's very discouraging, I'm sure, to most Americans.
Last topic here, Richard. You've been less than glowing for the most part in your reviews of Boehner and Majority Leader Eric Cantor over the past couple of years. What do you expect from them in the next 2 years, and what would you like to see from them?
Well, what I'd like to see from them is they resign. I think in most governments, when you've had such massive failures, this president was just hanging on by his fingernails, and there's most people, I think, expected that he would lose his reelection, and he won a strong victory. And I think the leadership of the party, including Priebus at the Republican National Committee, and the Speaker Boehner, and Leader Mitch McConnell, and all the others associated with the Republican Party leadership here, including John Cornyn at the Senate Campaign Committee, they all need to resign and bring some new leaders in there. We've got a strong bench out there, a lot of young ones that are ready to assume power. I don't expect them that they will do this. Hopefully they will be forced out after a couple more years when we elect in primaries a lot of Tea Party constitutional conservatives here. But I think that they they recognize that the Republican Party is changing and they're going to have to govern in a more conservative way than they have in the past. They've been complicit in growing government, Boehner, Mitch McConnell, and a lot of other Republican leaders. I think they recognize today's Republican Party is not yesterday's Republican Party, and they just can't continue to grow government and hold on to the powers of the levers of power that they have at this time.
Richard, it'll be interesting to watch the leadership races, the fiscal cliff get closer and closer, see what all happens. Thank you very much for your time today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Richard Viguerie, longtime fixture in the conservative movement, pioneered the direct mail effort in political campaigning. He is also the chairman of conservativehq.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.